Foot pain is a common complaint. Fiona Hawke from the University of Newcastle in Australia tells us about a new Cochrane review of evidence on how to treat it.
In any given month, about 1 in 4 people experience some form of foot pain. For half of these people, the foot pain is disabling and can reduce their quality of life. There are many treatments available for foot pain. One of these is custom-made foot orthoses, which we examined in our Cochrane review. Custom foot orthoses are specially made insoles prescribed by healthcare professionals, usually by podiatrists. First, the feet are scanned or cast to produce a three-dimensional model. Various materials can then be moulded or shaped to this to make the final orthoses. Custom foot orthoses are prescribed and researched in many countries around the world, yet until our review, the research evidence was largely uncoordinated and difficult to access. We set out to systematically review all randomized and controlled trials of custom foot orthoses for the treatment of any type of foot pain. 11 trials were eligible for inclusion, together involving 1,332 participants. In these trials, custom foot orthoses were evaluated for foot pain with plantar fasciitis, rheumatoid arthritis, juvenile idiopathic arthritis, pes cavus, which is an abnormally highly arched foot, and hallux valgus, which is a prominent big toe joint, also known as a bunion. Only one trial focused on foot pain in children. Follow-up ranged from 1 week to 3 years. Methodological quality was variable, but generally low because participants in most trials and treatment providers in all trials knew which groups received which treatments. This is not surprising, given how difficult it can be to blind people to orthotic therapy. Some trials did blind participants by comparing custom orthoses to sham or fake orthoses, but none of the trials found a way to blind the treatment providers. Across the studies, custom foot orthoses made clinically important differences to pain and function in some people with rheumatoid arthritis, juvenile idiopathic arthritis, hallux valgus, and pes cavus. It is not clear if custom foot orthoses were effective for plantar fasciitis. In some cases, results may be clouded by the relatively small size of the trials, making it difficult to detect or refute moderate but still clinically important differences in effects. Across all the studies, custom foot orthoses were a safe intervention for foot pain. Overall, we found that custom foot orthoses can be an effective treatment for some types of foot pain, but many types of foot pain remain to be evaluated in randomized trials. Further research is required to evaluate the long-term effects of treating with custom orthoses and to target particular groups within the community, especially children and people participating in high levels of physical activity. If an adequate method of treatment provider blinding could be devised, this would also help to improve the quality of new research. And if the new trials are sufficiently large to assess clinically important differences, much more progress will be possible in the treatment of this very common condition.
To read more about the research and the types of foot pain that Fiona and her colleagues were and were not able to investigate in their review, check out the full review at www.cochrane.org.